2016 has started off stronger than ever. We've already seen so much success, and it's only February. Hopefully you heard that Young Living surpassed $1 billion in annual revenue in 2015. What an amazing accomplishment thanks to our Young Living family. This year will be even better, and we hope you find inspiration, ideas, and passion by listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. This podcast offers exclusive in-depth interviews, shareable content, and giveaways for our most engaged listeners and subscribers. My name is Jared Turner. I'm Young Living's Chief Sales and Marketing Officer. I've been with Young Living for just under 4 years, and it has been the adventure of a lifetime. And as many of you know, we've experienced some growing pains along the way in the last 4 years. When I started, we were growing at a steady 5 to 8% a year. And then all of a sudden, triple-digit growth became the norm, and the company took off like a rocket ship. And we were holding on for our lives. But thanks to the field leadership, corporate leadership, the owners, we were able to overcome these growing pains and successfully achieve, like I mentioned earlier, $1 billion in revenue last year, which is a huge accomplishment. We're in rare air with a few large companies with that accomplishment. And it sets the foundation for 2016 and beyond. One thing I absolutely love about my job is the opportunity I have and my team has to give members the resources they need to help them succeed. And that is why we have developed this Drop of Inspiration podcast. It's a tool for leadership trainings, conversations with top YL influencers, and gives you an inside perspective, ranging from what the field is doing to what we're doing here at Global Headquarters. More than anything, however, it's an opportunity for us to engage in a meaningful dialogue about what's important to us at corporate and how that relates to you in the field. We invited Trent Morrison, a content marketing manager on our marketing communications team, to be the host of this podcast. Trent has been with us for about 8 months now at Young Living, and he comes from a marketing background. He's had a lot of experience with marketing and communications. But more importantly, Trent has been a user of Young Living for over 17 years, thanks to the fact he is a third-generation Young Living product user, thanks to his grandmother, his mother, and also an aunt. Right, Trent?
Yeah, actually a couple of aunts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So although he hasn't been with the company for very long, he is very well aware of our amazing products, and he'll bring that to bear as the host of this podcast. So Trent, tell me, why is this podcast important for our members?
Yeah, so I think you hit on a couple really great points. It's obviously an awesome way to share content for, you know, your downline, for potential users, but it's also a really cool way to get inside stories that you maybe don't have the opportunity to listen to on a day-to-day basis. So I think this podcast is going to be a really cool opportunity to have that pulse on what's happening at Young Living.
Perfect. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners, what is your favorite product, Trent, and why?
I think that's a really interesting question, and I actually get asked it probably more than you would think. Last year at the International Grand Convention, members were asking me all the time what my favorite product was. And it's like choosing a favorite nephew or niece. I don't know. I don't like picking a favorite product, but if I had to, I'd definitely go for Valor. It's just got a really nice aroma, and I also just like applying it in the morning to start my day off.
And of course, you had to mention everyone else's favorite, which is limited to one per account per month. But that's okay.
It's a special oil, and I think that's why I like it so much too.
You know what's funny? Valor is also my favorite, and I developed a great relationship with Valor on my first trip to England. I was sitting down with the operations team there going over how we could support the European market, which is based in London, the support headquarters, and jet lag nailed me halfway through, and I started getting drowsy, and I couldn't focus on these important conversations with the Europe support team. So I smothered myself in Valor. And for some reason, I don't know why I chose that oil. I just love the smell, the aroma. It enveloped me and gave me what I needed to finish out that day. And to this day, when I reflect on Valor, I'm thankful that it got me through that first overseas visit.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fun story.
So from your perspective, Trent, coming from the marketing world, what does Young Living offer that's unique?
You know, I think there's a lot of different reasons that Young Living is so special, and it's been around for so long and has had so much success. I think one of the coolest things is the seed to seal process.
Exactly.
You know, we're the company, we do our own stuff, mm-hmm. and we own it, and we rock it, and we're the best at it. And at the end of the day, I think that's what makes us so special and so powerful.
I agree 100% with you. And that's what drew me to this company also. What Gary started over 20 years ago with that first quarter acre field of lavender in Spokane, Washington, spoke to me, because from that little quarter acre field to what we have today is really a revolution. It's in vertically integrated production. Not only do we have the purest oils on earth, but people can go to a farm, and we have them all over the world, and plant the plants, harvest the plants, distill the oil, and take the oil home to share with their families. No other company can offer that amazing immersive experience in getting their hands dirty, mm-hmm. and producing these amazing oils.
I love talking to members and hearing their experiences when they went to winter harvest or when they went to retreat, and just literally seeing from the moment they, you know, harvest a plant to holding the bottle in their hand and writing black spruce themselves on the label. That's such a cool experience for them.
It is. And what's you mentioned winter harvest. Another cool aspect to our business and to the farm experience is after we harvest those trees, we invite members back in the spring to replant those trees. So it's a sustainability story that really showcases how important our stewardship of the earth and its resources are.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fun. So let's go ahead and dive into a little more about the history. You know, we started talking a little bit about it, but, you know, the history, the difference. So, let's go ahead and get started.
Perfect.
Jared, do you mind sharing the vision of Young Living?
Certainly. So as many of you know, our vision is, which is Gary's vision, the founder of Young Living, to get oils in every home. And by oils, we mean oils, oil-infused products, and all of our product offering. And not just in American homes, not just wealthy homes. We mean every home.
Mm-hmm.
And our foundation, I'm sure you'll have a podcast with Nikki Davis, the director of our foundation, but that's one of their big calls to action, that when we say every home, we mean it, including shacks in Uganda.
That's great.
Including homes in Ecuador of the parents of the poorest of the poor, children who attend our school. It means their homes. It means every home. And Gary and Mary have absolutely inculcated that into each one of us as their employees. And that is our driving mission and vision, to get oils in every home.
So that's a pretty values-driven statement. I feel like I could safely say so. How has that guided your position as an executive on the leadership team? How has that guided, you know, your day-to-day, your overall goals for your position?
Definitely. I had to, for one thing, like I said earlier, I was drawn to the mission of this company. I'm an amateur botanist myself. I grew up doing some farming with my grandfather, and it drew me in. And so I came to the company with this kind of values alignment already in place with Gary and Mary. But after being in the company, you see how quickly and how easily, because of the size we are, how you can deviate from our values-driven purpose. And we have copycat companies all over the world that do this. And so we don't deviate from that. We get every employee absolutely immersed in who we are, why we do what we do, and to engage with our why, our collective why, so that every person from the top down is a gatekeeper on the seed to sow process and a steward of these values that drive us forward. We know that's the unique value proposition that separates us from every other company, is that we are a purpose-driven business and we have soul. And that soul, you can feel, you can palpate. It's evident in our meetings. It's evident in the authenticity of our owners, in our exchanges with the field. When you meet our field leaders, they are passionate people who really do want to help the world. And our way of helping the world is to get these amazing products into every home.
I love what you said about soul and, you know, that kind of self-identity in a larger company. Was there a moment when you realized that Young Living is the real deal? You know, let's call it your Young Living aha moment.
I love that question. And there have been a few of those. One of the most powerful moments I had was when I first started, I was doing a tour with Gary in Japan. And I presented, and Gary presented, did an amazing job, and I saw it in the faces of the people he was speaking to. The emotion and engagement there was amazing. But afterwards, I thought, you know, Gary's a CEO. He's a powerful guy. Lots of people want a piece of his time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get off stage and have me jet him back to his hotel room so he can relax and rest and get ready for the next day, but he didn't. I went up to the stage and I said, what do you want to do? And he said, I'm going to talk to the members. And so he stood there and a line formed and it went out the door and around the corner, probably 500 or 600 people.
Whoa.
And Gary talked to each person. These are Japanese people, so language was a barrier. We had a translator there, and Gary sat there and answered every one of their questions about the company, about the products. And I was exhausted just standing there kind of shepherding these people. It was a 2.5-3 hour long process.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But he answered to the last person, took pictures with people, and I realized this guy is legit. He is the real deal. He cares deeply about each of those people and each of their problems. And he wouldn't leave until each had been addressed. Something else I really like, it at kind of an epiphany for me, Trent, is seeing how important seed to sill is and how it's actually applied with our farms and partner farms. If we have any oil that's out of spec for any reason, we absolutely will not introduce it into our supply chain. And that's important that we stand by our commitment and promise to families everywhere that our oils will be pure.
Great. And I think that's a really good testament of going back to our vision statement. You know, Gary's vision for this company, not only to provide oils to every home, but to provide our oils to every home.
Exactly. That is a key point.
Yeah. So, Jared, like I said, one of my favorite parts of Young Living is our seed to seal process. Will you walk us through what that process actually looks like?
Certainly. So our seed to sill process involves 5 important steps: seed, cultivate, distill, test, and seal. Obviously, with the seed selection process, we try to choose the best seed possible, whether it be helichrysum or lavender or whatever the seed stock may be, because out of good seed comes amazing plants.
Mm-hmm.
In the cultivation process, we ensure the highest standards of cultivation are ensured. Without using harmful pesticides, herbicides, we strive to uphold the highest standards of cultivation. With the distillation process, as many of you have witnessed, we strive to use the best materials available, stainless steel pipes, distilling at a certain temperature. A lot of people aren't aware that if you distill at the wrong temperature, you don't preserve the quality of the oil.
Oh.
Anybody can cook an oil and pull out of a botanical an oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to preserve the fragile chemical compounds that are what make essential oils powerful, you have to do it at a certain temperature. And Gary has perfected those techniques. That's why Young Living oils are efficacious. That's why they work. That's why when you compare them to any other oil from any other company, they are superior. And then the testing process. We have a robust quality control team. We have quality control teams at all of our farms. And on top of that, we have testing and devices and even more robust teams at our global headquarters in our warehouse, where these oils are sent from our farms and partner farms, and they are reviewed to ensure they meet our extremely stringent quality standards. And then they are sealed in our warehouse here in Utah to ensure all of these amazing therapeutic grade oils are sealed into a bottle and preserved until they get to your home. This process is not cheap.
Yeah.
It's expensive. But I'll tell you what, Gary and Mary Young don't care. And guess what? We don't care either. We will sacrifice margin, profit margin, to ensure we are producing the best oils, because we know if we're producing the best oils on earth, then the oils will sell themselves, which is what you hear often at Young Living, the oils sell themselves.
Yeah.
And we trust in that process, and that the integrity and authenticity of this company will generate the sales needed to continue to grow, despite the fact it's an expensive process.
Yeah, and you know, in your role, I can imagine you've probably been to every farm. Is that safe to say?
I have. Wow. The last one I went to with Gary was Northern Lights in Northern British Columbia, and we flew there in Gary's little plane.
Wow.
From Calgary, which was last winter, which was fun. And then we flew up to Yellowknife to hold a distributor meeting up in the Northwest Territories. And we saw the Northern Lights while we were there.
That's incredible.
And then we flew over to Anchorage, Alaska, over the Rockies, to participate in the opening ceremony of the Iditarod dog race, because we sponsored a dog sled last year.
Yeah, one of our brand ambassadors, right? Yeah,
exactly. So that was the last farm, but I've been on member trips to our partner's Sandalwood Farm in Hawaii, to our Frankincense Farm in Oman, Ecuador, all of our farms in Utah and Idaho, our farm in France. We have obviously partner farms in Taiwan, Israel, and Australia as well.
Yeah.
And actually, the most recent farm I went to, I was in the Platinum Retreat on the Ecuador farm in November. But before that, it was our newest farm in Croatia, where we grow helichrysum, and we have an amazing distillery there and a smaller warehouse to distill and distribute helichrysum oil from Croatia.
So, Jared, do you remember your first farm visit at a Young Living farm?
Oh, my goodness. I do. It was Silver Club, when Silver Club was held at St. Mary's. So it was the St. Mary's Melissa and Lavender Farm in Idaho. I vividly remember that trip.
Yeah.
I mean, hearing Gary speak and address the members blew my mind. The guy is so inspirational. He's one of a kind. He engages with people. He understands people. And then with the backdrop of the Melissa and the lavender behind him was amazing. I harvested Melissa with Gary before the members got there.
Oh.
He drove the swather, which is a device that cuts the Melissa. And I walked backwards, probably 80 miles, it felt like, helping the swather shoot dump the Melissa into the truck next to it. So I walked guiding to make sure they were both kind of parallel to each other, so that Melissa wouldn't go on the ground. I remember when Gary hauled back a load of Melissa in the back of in the kind of this trailer to the distillery. I was sitting in the back with a pitchfork over me, because I had to keep putting it in the center, and I fell asleep on top of the Melissa.
Oh, no.
We didn't even have lunch. It was like 12 hours in the sun walking backwards. But the best part of that trip, Trent, you asked me the question, man. It's all coming.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
We took the Silvers rafting on the St. Joe's River, which at the time was about 2 feet deep.
Oh, no.
And as we start floating down this river, Gary likes to really kind of create these immersive experiences, team building experiences with the Silvers and staff, so we can come together and kind of share this But we're going down the river, and all of a sudden we come across a huge cypress tree that had fallen across the river, like 3 feet across.
Oh, no.
And I say, Gary, what do we do? We have to get out and take the boats overland and go around the tree. And he said, no, we don't. And he pulls out of his rubber raft an enormous chainsaw.
Because who doesn't have a chainsaw?
Yeah, right? I'm like, where did you get that? He's like, I brought it. And he winks at me. And we go over and he cuts his tree out, and then we push the tree over and we float. This happened two more times, and Gary knew there were going to be trees, and he intentionally did not send his crew out to remove the trees in advance. He wanted us to remove the trees because he had a lesson at the end of this river trip about obstacles and how important it is when you're floating down the rivers of life to realize there will be obstacles, i.e. yeah. cypress trees.
Wow.
And you have to be able to work together to remove it, but understand that every obstacle can be removed with ingenuity, creativity, and hard work. One tree in particular, Trent, it was in front of the river. This was the last tree, and the river was actually deep at this point. It was maybe 7 feet deep, and there was a stronger current.
Okay.
So Gary, I'm right behind Gary. He has the chainsaw, and he's going through the middle of the river to get to the other side, and he goes completely under the water, including the chainsaw. Whoa. He disappears. I run over. I grab his arm, pull him out. He's okay. We get to the other side, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, the carburetor on that chainsaw got flooded. There's no way it's going to start. So Gary gets over and starts it, and it works.
Whoa.
Cuts the tree, the dead fallen tree, and we move it out of the river. And after he was done, I said, Gary, is that a waterproof chainsaw? And he said, no, Jared, it's not. And I said, how'd you get it to work? And he said, I willed it to work.
That almost sounds like a story from an Indiana Jones novel.
I'll tell you what, I was there.
That's awesome.
And I've told this story a couple of times, but I like to call it chainsaw leadership.
That's
and how important it is to identify these obstacles and remove them so you can get on with the river of life.
Yeah.
So that was my first farm experience.
an incredible one at that, I think. What a fun way to kick off your seed to seal process and experiencing that.
Exactly.
You know, I think our lifestyle at Young Living is definitely geared towards fulfillment and empowerment. Are there ways in your life that you've embraced those different ideas? And do you mind sharing them with us?
Definitely. So as far as fulfillment goes, one thing that's been hard for me to do, but I have had to force myself to do, and that's create work-life balance so I can feel fulfilled.
Sure.
Gary is the hardest worker I've ever met in my life. And Mary is equally as hard a worker. And they expect that of their teams. And that's important, but it's also important that we take the time we need to be with our families and to make sure that we are rejuvenating ourselves, physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. And I'm a workaholic, and I'm like Gary. I have a lot of energy, and I can keep going and keep doing. But I reached a point over a year ago when we were out of stock on a lot of products because we had grown so fast, where I reached a breaking point. And why am I saying this out loud?
Yeah.
And I had to take a step back for a few days and, kind of engage in some meditation and relax and reconnect with myself. And because ultimately, if you don't have the work-life balance in place, you're going to burn out. And the law of diminishing returns engages, and although you're there and working hard, you're not as effective. And so what I learned from that was I have to take care of myself first and foremost before I can take care of my teams, before my teams can do the same to take care of the field. And field leaders need to realize the same thing. It's a hustle period to get to the top ranks. And there are hustle periods in life. There are cycles. Sometimes you're hustling. Sometimes you need to relax and enjoy your success. But the point is to figure out how to connect to yourself and create the work-life balance necessary to be optimal in how you are with your families, with your teams, with your colleagues, with everyone. And so that It was a hard lesson to learn, but fulfillment was important there, and empowerment for me. You asked about that also.
Yeah.
What empowers me and makes me feel like I can do more is watching our field leaders. We're 90% women and in the field. And these are the strongest, most powerful women I've met in my life. They remind me of my mom and sisters.
That's great.
They are driven, passionate, caring, compassionate people. And I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about my interactions with some of these leaders and from, you know, lower ranks all the way up. They really care about people. They care about their teams, and they are so inspiring to listen to watch. And I all the time am soliciting feedback from, you know, different leaders. Like, what do you think about this marketing program? What do you think about this or that? Because they are where the knowledge comes from that helps us. I tell my teams all the time that our job is to listen to what they need and deliver it. And I know that's frustrating sometimes with the bureaucracy to really effectuate the changes the field would like to see. But they should always know that we listen, we care, and we want to make them happy and really engage with them. And in 2016, we're really, really pushing hard the notion that from the top down, every support staff needs to know what the field thinks and feels and needs and wants. And then they can deliver in their respective stewardships on those promises. But our field leaders are amazing. And it's really an honor and a privilege to work with them every day.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. You know, I think it's, you know, sometimes hard to realize, you know, points in your life that you might need to kind of take a step back. And, you know, kudos to you for, you know, taking that opportunity and looking at how the Young Living lifestyle can really help embrace what you're going for in your life.
Definitely.
So I think we've had a really great conversation, and, you know, a huge thank you to you. But I also want to give you a moment to share any last thoughts on Young Living that you might have.
Yeah, thank you to you too, Trent. It's been a pleasure. You have asked some very good questions.
Thanks.
and I think our members are going to enjoy having you as their host. And one reason I really liked you from our first meeting was you were passionate about sharing with people. You're passionate about the company and the products. And I think you'll have a great career as a podcaster.
Hey, thanks. I've been practicing my NPR voice. So.
No, it's better than NPR. Trust me.
Hey, thanks.
You're great.
Thank you.
Parting thoughts. I would say to internalize deeply what makes Young Living different. We are in the midst of an onslaught from not only the network marketing space, but also from retailers coming out with oils and attempting to copy what we've done and to potentially infringe on our people. What I would say is identify and take deeply the key differentiators in seed to sale, the farm story. Sharing on your social media some of the things we talked about today, like what was your first farm experience? Like why is farming important? Why is it important to go and harvest and distill? Why is this transparency in production so important? I think you all know why it's important, but you need to tell that story. Share with the world how Young Living is different, how it's a company with soul. How is that defined? How can you align with this soul in magnifying what all of you are doing? And if you can identify these unique value propositions and you can align with the soul of this business, I think we'll be powerful. I think we'll continue to be the trend creators and leaders of this movement. And I don't think the infringements from the retail and network marketing side will impact us at all. We have absolutely no fear of that, but we need to be aware and ready and prepared to tell our story with a megaphone from the tallest mountain to as many people as will listen. and they will continue coming to the world leader in essential oils.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Jared.
Thank you, Trent.
A big thanks to Jared Turner for taking time to have a great conversation with me today. Young Living is a company that, since the beginning, has focused on providing the best of nature to individuals across the globe. From a humble start more than 20 years ago, Young Living has farms and communities that span the globe. A great inside look to the history of Young Living is a new book, D. Gary Young, The World Leader in Essential Oils. Sharing Young Living has never been easier with the help of our product education tools. This year, we are committed to providing the best tools and resources for you. Resources that are specifically designed with your sharing needs in mind. This podcast will include leadership lessons, conversation with YL influencers, and best practices and tips. Thank you for listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Join us next time. You don't want to miss the next episode.